I'm gonna do this. Okay, to be honest, I had so many attempts before, so many scripts. I had this whole idea of like, I'm gonna talk about tech and the pursuit of clarity, self-development, and I love all of those topics, and I usually just read about that every single day, watch a lot of YouTube videos about that. I'm always trying to learn from someone that has overcome the situation or circumstance and learn from them. But anyway, my point is I had this whole thing planned, but it's so hard to script it to a way that, I don't know, that is good enough. I don't know. I'm always like, it's just not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. So instead, I decided to do a completely free thing and not, I have my notes here, but of the things I want to talk about, but also I just want to be free flowing and just let, you know, the thoughts come as they come. So I guess I'll start for the reason why I want to start a podcast. And since this is episode one, I guess a lot of us, because of this isolation time, we are kind of going crazy with all this time and not much to do. I am currently not working as a freelance photographer. Obviously, we don't have any work at this time. I live in New York City. So as everybody knows, New York was really hard hit with the virus. So it's been challenging, and I live by myself with my dog. Anyway, so I was thinking, oh my God, you know, what is it going to be like in the fall? Am I going to have my clients again? How is it going to be next year? Should I stay in New York City? Should I move to a less expensive city? Should I change careers? So I went through a lot of ideas. I went through a lot of brainstorming my future, basically, because everything that we had, I had so many plans for this year. I had so many cancellations, you know, jobs and trips and so on. So it's like we have to like replan our entire life again. But we cannot even look that far now, you know, lesson learned, you know, we cannot predict what's going to happen in 3 years or 5 years. So these plans need to have a sort of backup plan, kind of, but for the unthinkable, right? Pandemic. Anyways, so I went through all of that and I started to think about what do I really like to do? What am I really good at? You know, I went through, of course, a couple of weeks of darkness and kind of freaking out. But I am now at the other end of the road or tunnel, whatever. Anyway, so my point is, so I started thinking, what can I do? What could I make possible with what I already know? And what can I teach myself to do? I don't know how this idea popped into my head, but I thought about becoming a software engineer. And apparently you can in a little less than a year if you practice every day. And I have been practicing, discovered that, loving it. I'm really excited with everything that I'm learning. I read Java, that one big book, Head First Java. Great book. So you learn the fundamentals of the language Java. Now I moved on to HTML and CSS and Python, which is also really exciting because I want to do the front-end engineering. Okay. While I was doing that, and reading everything in the tech world and, you know, learning about websites and problem solving, which is a lot, you know, what you do when you're a programmer. I started, and then all these new jobs, because I'm always looking at jobs, because I'm like, I'm going to apply. What if I get one, you know, and I'm just going to keep studying and practicing and building little things and so on with the programming knowledge. But I also started to see, like when I was looking for jobs, I was like, everything's remote now. And these companies, some of them are moving permanently to that idea of working remotely, working from your home, like Twitter, you know, like it's permanently you work from your home, which is amazing. So I'm like, oh my, that's perfect, because I've been wanting to move to Portugal for the longest time, and that's going to be it. And I got really excited. Okay. And then as I started reading more about the tech world and so on, I'm going to say something that I know it's super obvious, but I never really thought it through, that in today's world, you are a digital asset. Like, you don't exist if you don't exist online. And if you are not, if you don't have a digital presence, you just don't exist. And that's kind of weird, you know, like trying to, you know, think of that and trying to, I don't know, incorporate that into your life, and what are the ways that you can do that. So the more I read, the more, so I became convinced, if you don't know a programmer language, your future is a little limited. And if you don't have a digital presence, is also limited. So that is why I decided to do a podcast. So that is the how the idea was born. And then, you know, I decided to like, okay, so my podcast is going to be about book reviews and tech reviews, self-improvement, life hacking in a very healthy way, healthy eating, healthy living, the ketogenic lifestyle, which I love and I do. So when I try to piece all of that together, it was so hard. Okay, so I decided to make it super casual, and I'm just going to talk about my life. And all of these things are part of my life. And then I'm just going to unpack ideas and the different experiments that I do. I have always been a freelancer in New York City. I'm originally from Brazil. But anyways, so lots of things I do. I travel a lot. A lot of incredible things happen. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to start with that and test the waters and see what I can create. So this is my first attempt, completely unscripted. I have all my notes here, which I did not follow. I spent days working on this. But I feel, you know, it's like you have to let yourself be vulnerable, right? So I'm being extremely vulnerable here and sharing, you know, my current state right now. And I'm really excited for all these new ventures, under the circumstances, of course. But yeah, I think I will leave it to that. I know it's only 8 minutes. Okay, I'm going to go back to some of my notes to say some more things. See, completely unscripted. Okay. So also I wanted to talk about being an introvert. I am a complete introvert, and sometimes I'm shy and introvert at the same time, which, as you can imagine, it's pretty overwhelming. So being an introvert, we enjoy solitude. Solitude does not mean loneliness, by the way. But we get really overstimulated when we are in a room with a lot of people. All that energy is just really exhausting. And also, introverts have a tendency to be perfectionists, which is so true. And that only means that we tend to procrastinate, because we look at what we're doing and we're like, it's just not good enough. It's just not good enough. It's just never going to be enough. We tend to compare it with, you know, other works, and it is a real struggle. There is this intense fear of rejection, being exposed, being vulnerable, and then we decide not to do this or that. And by doing this, we are judged, right? And then if we do, so that is the fear, right, of being judged. And by having that fear and not doing things, that's when you're judged. So it's like, it's a no-win situation. But obviously, I am looking from the eyes of an introvert, and I know that that's not the case. We have to put ourselves out there and let it, you know, expose everything and see what we, you know, what we can do, what we can accomplish. Saying that, though, I have always been very resilient. You know, I have always been very focused on what I want. And sometimes it takes a little longer to get the things I want, but I just don't give up. I keep doing it and I push myself. So even like doing this and being completely unscripted and like not gonna erase anything, just put everything out there, it's really just I'm just doing this for myself, really, to like, you know, I have a voice and I want to say things and I want to express what I feel and I want to be vulnerable and I want to connect, and hopefully, you know, I will connect with some of you guys that are in the same scenario and can relate to my experiences and the way I see things and so on. But yeah, let me see if I have anything interesting here that I put on my notes. I also made a little side note here. I wrote it, I don't remember when, but why us women are always expected to smile. I guess like watching all the YouTube channels that I constantly do, like watch all the time, every single day. But the ones I watch are mostly about self-development. I watch a lot of Tim Ferriss. I watch a lot about the ketogenic lifestyle. I watch a lot of Jordan Peterson, which I love. That man, what an intellect. I love watching his lectures and the interviews and how he roasts the interviewers in a very polite and insightful way. But it's fascinating. So most of the channels I watch are male, hosted by men, right? There are a few that I watch that are hosted by women. And they're always smiling and so happy and excited. Oh my gosh. But and then in real life, like, I remember when I used to be a server, a waitress, like back in the day when I was in school in New York City. I remember one time my manager told me, smile. And then I told him, but like, why am I just going to smile out of the blue? Like, when I talk to someone, sure, but I'm not going to stand here and smile for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we are always expected to smile. Ah, so annoying. I don't know why that thought popped into my head when I wrote that note there, but anyways, just sharing it. But it's pretty upsetting or frustrating. Anyway, I also made another little note using the power of crisis, which I thought about that because of this moment that we're going through, all this transition, and then my own transition, you know, of wanting to become a programmer and looking at other possible ways of, you know, having an income, having a passive income, or having a remote position where I can just go anywhere, live in Portugal, which I've been wanting to for so long. But so I would never thought about being a software engineer. Like I could never imagine myself doing anything like that. Oh my God, numbers and doing math and you know what? Like, but now that I'm learning, it is not easy, but it's also not insanely difficult. And the more you push yourself, the more you learn. So yeah, the power of crisis, right? Like, I would love if you guys send me a message letting me know if you're going through the same process of discovering something new about yourself. So I saw, I don't remember where I saw it, but there was a strike that happened in the London subway years ago. And during that time, all the commuters, they were like freaking out. Oh my God, how am I going to get to work? How am I going to get there? You know, or anyway, so I think it lasted for a long time. And during that time, they started thinking about other ways of getting to work or to wherever they needed to go. And then they found better ways of doing that. So then when the strike was over, a lot of people just didn't use the subway anymore, which is super interesting. And, you know, it makes the point of there is power in crisis, you know. So what can we do today to make our lives better after all of this is over? You know, we are, as human beings, we are very adaptable. Like, we can do anything. We can, even like the situation of being home every single day, it's kind of the normal now. And it doesn't bother me as much, I guess, because I'm so focused on studying and thinking about new ways of, you know, making income or how my life is going to be next year and so on. But I think that was fascinating, that London subway story. And I think it is that moment that it's an opportunity to look at the world with fresh eyes. And then I always, like, when this started, like I said, my first 2-3 weeks were very difficult. But then I was like asking myself every single day, what am I going to do during my quarantine time? You know, how am I going to make use of this time? Like, what am I going to tell my children or grandchildren, you know, what I did during this time of quarantine, you know? So there is a sense of responsibility, you know? We can just sit around and watch Netflix every single day, although I did for the 2 first weeks. But I stopped and changed my mindset into that of responsibility and of, like, how can I better myself? Like, I stopped drinking alcohol completely. My ketogenic lifestyle is, like, on point. I feel really great, really energized. And I think, like, you know, of course, this is a very difficult time for a lot of people. And I can relate to their pain and so on. But part of me is also very grateful to have this time to, you know, go deep and analyze my life and see how can I improve, how can I be of value to myself, to my life, to other people, how can I be closer to a community of people that share these values. So in a way, I am very, very grateful. I am very grateful, not in a way, but like in every way, for being healthy, for having a home, and also this time to focus on myself. How can I be better for everybody else? And then also, like, during the process of, you know, learning, studying, so on, and then trying to come up with an idea for a podcast so I can share these thoughts and ideas. There was so, like, fear and this idea of nothing is good enough was, like, holding me back a lot. And I don't know if you guys know about the Stoics. But anyways, I'm sure whoever's listening to this point kind of understand my mindset. But anyway, so there's a lot of stoicism that plays into this moment of solitude, right? We have to let go of the things we cannot control, be calm, you know, and then just focus on the things we can change, and never think that something is happening to me. You know, something is happening, but not to me, you know, in all sense of the word, of the sentence. And taking full responsibility for your life. If this is a fact, it means it's something you cannot change. But if it is not a fact, like COVID-19 is a fact, you cannot change that. But everything else you can, right? So it's taking full responsibility for everything you can change. It's not blaming your past or your parents or a sibling or a lover or your dog. It is taking full responsibility for your current situation and being fully accountable. And then from that point on, what can you do? What can you change, you know? And most people just try to, or prefer, even not consciously, right? But they prefer to stay in that comfort zone. And most people do that. But then, you know, where, like, you need that mental practice of, like, looking at your life, analyzing it in a very stoic way, and then taking full responsibility for the things you can change, not blaming anyone else, because everything is your fault. the reason why I say that is that, you know, you just need to be accountable for your life. Any outcome, any, it's all your fault. It's all your responsibility. And the moment you decide to accept that and take action and get out of your comfort zone, it's when things start to shift. And then when you are out of that comfort zone, you have that mental discipline to really change your life and doing the things that you don't like to do, that you don't want to do, but you do it anyway and you do it every single day. And that's when you see results, right? It's all about mindset. And then I started also thinking like, oh my God, when am I going to do this podcast? You know, what am I going to talk about? Are people going to like me? Like, I have an accent, you know, that is also huge, always on my mind. And, but anyways, it's life. I speak 5 languages, by the way, so it's okay. But yeah, there is no ready, like ready, being ready is a lie. You have to just freaking do it. Press record and do it. There is nothing's going to happen if you don't act. There is no change. You have to act. You have to, you know, do that first step, and be committed, and every single day go and attack it. You have to be fully disciplined mentally. And then, I don't know who said this, but I love this quote. It's not going to be easy. It is going to be worth it. I love it. It is so, so true. Like, and even being on the ketogenic lifestyle, I think about that a lot, you know, like eating 3 eggs a day. I don't like eggs so much, but I am finding ways of, you know, with, you know, through different recipes that I either find online or that I create, like to enjoy eggs. I usually like don't like it, but I know it's really healthy and I know it's only going to be beneficial. And being the ketogenic lifestyle, you have to focus on the good protein. I eat fish as well, but anyway, but every single meal, I have 2 meals a day. Every single meal, I look at it and I am so grateful. Like, it's all really healthy stuff, but it's not easy, right? But I know it's worth it, you know. And then the next day I wake up, I sleep through the night completely. And this was so hard when I had alcohol in my life or when I was not being keto. But anyways, that is so powerful. And then that thought alone, it's not going to be easy. It is going to be worth it. You know, it's so, so true. And I put this on a big stick note in front of my computer, and I look at it every day. It's so true. And you're doing this for yourself. You're not doing this, you know, to show off that you can do something. And I'm not only talking about the keto lifestyle, I'm talking about life in general. You know, when you do something hard, you have that mental discipline, you know, to do it every single day, get results. People will start noticing in time. But that's not the point. The point is that you are faithful to that, like to yourself every single day. It's such a great feeling when you feel accomplished. There is nothing better than this, nothing better. All right. I guess with that, I'm going to end this first episode of my podcast. I hope someone out there will relate. And if you do, I would love to hear from you. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening.